This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows, and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Vera Payne here, live from the MVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. From Facebook Live to YouTube, live streaming has taken the world by storm. One of the most used programs to live stream with is actually Wirecast. So joining me to speak about this program and give background information on live streaming is Senior Product Manager at Telestream, Tom Preen. Thanks for joining me, Tom.
Thanks. Great to be here and talk about live streaming. It's my favorite topic.
You know, I love live streaming too. There's so many variety of ways to do it. But before we get into that, could you tell me a little bit about Telestream?
About 95% of what you see in video and in broadcast comes through software that we develop. There's really a couple of different levels of technology that we have. One is for big broadcast 24/7 servers transcoding video into different formats so that it can be streamed to any device, and it can be shown on any TV, cable, satellite, so forth, anywhere in the world. We have big customers like an NBC or ABC, CBS, Al Jazeera, all over the world. That's one part of our business. The other part of the business, which I'm part of, is desktop applications. So my life is built around live streaming to the internet. And I know we're going to talk a lot about that as we go on. One thing about Telestream, it's a spinoff from a company called the Grass Valley Group. And that really set up an interesting technology enclave in the Grass Valley, Nevada City area of California in the Sierra foothills. And Nevada City is about 3,000 people, and Grass Valley is about 10,000 people. But the number of companies, there's a couple of dozen companies that have spun off and at various times have been leaders in video technology. When we go to the big National Association of Broadcaster trade show every year, we're in a hall where I see people that I see in the grocery store. You know, so it's a tight little community, and video is what we're all about here.
One of the most interesting things about live streaming is how it's kind of so easy to jump in as a Joe Blow. Was that intentional?
Yes, it was. Actually, let me just back up a second, because there's a couple of things that I really think drive live streaming. And for us, it meant really doing things that made it easy. So these are the kind of tenets that we follow. You know, all live streaming is social to me because it's immediate, it's raw, it's authentic. You establish an emotional connection with your audience. And to be able to do that effectively, you have to have something that's easy to use, because our streaming software was originally built around a single operator. So with Wirecast, which is the software we're talking about, you can develop a professional TV production by yourself, basically. So it looks like just a regular broadcast on a big network as an individual. So you can create that really high-quality type of broadcast, but you're also, it's very personal from one person to another. That's why I call live streaming all live streaming social, because it really creates that connection.
You know, I like that you said, like, it's a single operator. Like, how would that work for somebody who's maybe they want to jump into the prosumer type of thing? How, like, what kind of equipment would you need to be able to do that?
Well, Wirecast can be run on any computer, either a Mac or Windows. And that's an important piece, because we have a lot of content creators and broadcasters on the Mac side. And again, it's very easy. I actually stream with a Mac. I have a MacBook Pro that's a quad-core processor. and I can bring in four or five. I actually did a music concert with five cameras coming in and a single stream going out. And I brought in the board audio from the soundboard. And it was very easy to do and powerful. And it was just my MacBook Pro. So you can use a laptop, either a PC or Mac, or you can use a desktop computer. We actually developed a desktop computer for live streaming, kind of an all-in-one turnkey kind of computer. But it's easy. Now, you can do a webcam on your laptop, let's say. But if you wanted to get fancier and add a DSLR or some other type of external camera, the one thing about video files is that they're huge, as you might imagine. When you were a kid, did you ever make a book where you put part of the picture on each page so that when you flip it, it looks like a moving picture?
Yeah.
That's the kind, you know, so you've got all of these pages with different pieces of the picture. That's how video is. There are the different pieces of the picture and different parts of the picture move at different times, and you're all encoding this, but you have to bring it from the camera into the computer. So you need an intermediary piece of hardware. So besides your computer and your camera, you need something called a video card, a video capture card, and that can be external to your laptop, or it could be internal to a desktop computer. And it has a couple of there's different formats for connecting to your computers. There's something called baseband or SDI, which is what professional broadcasters use, and the connection there is very similar to a coaxial connection to your Comcast box to your TV. There's an HDMI connection possibility as well. HDMI is again something that you might connect up with your TV. You might be familiar with that. Unfortunately, HDMI doesn't run over 30 feet, so a camera has to be fairly close. SDI can run 300 feet. And then finally, USB. You can bring a USB capture device into a computer as well. So there's lots of different options. You can also use Thunderbolt and USB-C. So there's a lot of options of getting that signal into the computer to be processed and for you to develop your show.
You know, it's so funny. When I first started streaming, all of that was kind of like overwhelming. So what I ended up doing is I ended up getting like an Elgato, that they have like a cute little thing,
sure,
where you can just plug anything into it. And it was mostly for gaming. But then I upgraded to Magewell, and I like Magewell so far.
Yeah, Magewell, actually the computer that we developed, the Windows 10 computer, is called Wirecast Gear, and we have the Magewell Pro Capture series of cards. There's three different levels of gear, and we have Magewell in each of those computers. So yeah, we like it too. But it is a little daunting maybe when you initially look at some setup and go, oh man, how do you do this? Where do I get these things to work? And there are different price points. I think the Elgato's around $200. The USB Magewell is probably about $200 to $300. And they all go all the way up to $2,000, depending on what you want and what you want to spend. The quality isn't necessarily better as you go up. Maybe it's a little more reliable over time, but you can spend a few hundred dollars and get a good connection. And on our website, telestream.net, if you go to the Wirecast product area, we have something that should become your best friend. It's called our resources page. And in there, we have basic setups for beginners, intermediates, and advanced users, and show how all these connections can be put together very simply with a webcam or all the way up to a professional broadcast camera and setup. We have videos, tutorials. We have a live streaming show every Thursday afternoon where we give tips to streamers. So there's a lot of resources there and support.
Yeah, I've watched some of those videos. They're actually really good. And I forgot the guy's name, but he actually gives like, this is the kind of equipment that we use. And I've ran out and got it, so.
That's good. That guy is Andrew. He's the evangelist for Wirecast, and he's good at streaming and at webinars.
You know, when it comes to the Wirecast gear, I've always been a little curious. If you wanted to, like, let's say you got, I think the lowest one is the HDMI one. If you went out and you bought that one, could you upgrade the RAM or the motherboard in it? Or is it one of those like, oh man, you spent the money on this, you can't upgrade?
Well, you could. We initially have, you know, for the first warranty period, I think it's 90 days, we don't want you to open it. You know, we want you to use it as is. But you could buy the 110 HDMI model and easily change the card, just take off the top, and unscrew four screws and take it off and change the HDMI card to an SDI card. So definitely possible. We have quite a bit of RAM in, so I don't know that would be a problem.
Oh, okay. Now, you know, it's for me, it's always nice to know if you can just upgrade, because you never know where a year is going to take you or 2 years.
That's true. We have, again, if you look in the top of a gear, we have Samsung SSD drives, so you could just upgrade that as well. They aren't expensive. They may be a little hard to find because everybody wants SSD drives in their equipment. As a matter of fact, there's only one moving part in gear, and that's the fan.
I want that moving. Yeah, no. Another question I had was: is you guys have your own cell phone app? Could you tell me about that thing?
Sure. We've had for a couple of years. We've had two different apps for iPhones, and one was called Wirecast Cam, which was just could be used as a camera source within Wirecast, and then we had Wirecast Go, which was a direct live stream to YouTube Live or to any RTMP destination, like Facebook or others, Twitter, Periscope. But now with Wirecast 8, which just came out in September, we're combining those two apps into one. So you can both use it's called Wirecast Go now, and Wirecast Go can be a direct camera source into Wirecast, or it can go to YouTube or other RTMP destinations. And an added benefit is that it has a feature in it called Rendezvous that we created. So Wirecast Rendezvous is about adding multiple people, participants, to your live stream. It's built on WebRTC technology, kind of like Google Hangouts is, and you can have eight people in the same broadcast. And on the iPhone, so the way you set up this broadcast in Wirecast, if you're the operator, you just create a session and you get a URL and you chat that or you put it in an email or whatever. When you're on the iPhone and you click on that link, you automatically join the Rendezvous session in Wirecast. And you can see yourself, you can see the operator, you can see other participants in the session. So it's a lot of fun, actually. And you get a tally light that shows when you're live, a little red light comes on if you're live. The operator can keep you in the green room, so to speak, or in the preview, and put you in when he or she is ready. They can control your camera and microphone as well in case you say something that might be inappropriate. I don't know, but it happens. And you can also use a webcam on a computer or another camera to be brought into a Rendezvous session. So Rendezvous is very, very nice, very slick, and it brings in a lot of other people into your webcast. It can also be used on Android. You can start a Rendezvous session on an Android phone. You have to go through the Android browser to do that. We don't have a separate app, but it does work fine.
Oh, so the Wirecast Cam, Wirecast Go thing can also be used on Android, or is this exclusive for iPhone?
Well, the app itself is an iOS iPhone app. If you get a Rendezvous link in your email, you click that and it will start your browser and you'll get an experience in the browser, which isn't a special app. It's just getting into the session through the browser.
Will it ever, like, will this app ever come to Android, or I'm going to have to run out and get an iPhone?
Sure. It was, as we were developing it and it began to work on Android, we thought, oh, that's a good thing. For now, we can gauge interest in it. Most content creators around video use Mac, actually, or use iPhones. So it's something we're definitely exploring, and we're looking at how often the Android browser is used for a rendezvous session.
You guys have this thing called Game Show. Is that the same as Wirecast?
Well, it is. I call it son of Wirecast, or daughter of Wirecast. It's about 2 years old, and we created Game Show for video streamers, video game streamers. I'm sure you're familiar with Twitch. They claim they have a million streamers who stream at various levels. Some are very professional, and some are just a guy in his room or in the basement. And it is guys, really. If you've ever been to PAX or to TwitchCon, it's unfortunately about 80-85% male.
Yeah.
But video game streamers do come in all sizes, shapes, and gender. And Game Show is, as I said, it was developed just for video gamers, and it can only go really to Twitch and to YouTube gaming. So we limit it because we don't want to take sales away from Wirecast itself. Wirecast is also used for video gaming, but Game Show is really set up for gamers. It has templates for the most popular games where you can set up a Wirecast document with special art for your camera shot, for your donations, for your followers, for chat, the running chat that runs through a lot of video game streams. We've integrated with all of these companies, so you don't have to go to what used to be Twitch Alerts. I can't remember the name they changed to, but Twitch Alerts will alert you of new followers, of donations that you're receiving, things like that. But you have to go and set everything up by hand and manually through their website. But in Game Show, it's integrated with those types of widgets and plug-in applications.
Yeah, that was the coolest part about Game Show is all that pre-made graphics. Would we ever see that for Wirecast, like some pre-made stuff like that?
That's a good question. The templates, I think people who, and we found this true of gamers, who are new to setting up video documents, video streaming documents, need a little help doing that. But we find that quickly they go on to create their own look, their own graphics, their own logos, their own lower thirds. So, we've thought a lot about it, and it would be good for people just starting out to do that.
Yeah, that's that is so true. You end up just paying somebody, or you make them yourself, like your own custom lower thirds. That is true. I've done that. One of the things, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's New Blue FX is part of Wirecast. Is that what it's called?
Yes, New Blue FX is a graphics company for film and TV, and they make all types of 3D animated graphics, and they allow you to create your own in an editor that they have. Now, we've integrated with New Blue FX Titler since Wirecast 6, and we keep getting closer and closer together. We love New Blue FX approach to computer graphics, and it was part of 7, and we gave away with every download of Wirecast one of their applications. In Wirecast 8, we expanded it to 2. So if you get Wirecast Studio, you get kind of a middle version of New Blue FX application. And if you buy Wirecast Pro, you get the upper-end version. But New Blue Effects allows you to do animated titles, which is kind of fun. It allows you to create your own. There's timelines where you can edit the graphic, whether it's pre-made template or whether it's one you're creating. There's all kinds of effects. You can control the lighting and a bunch of other effects to make it look really professional. So it looks like something like, you know, Fox Sports on a football game Sunday afternoon with all the wild graphics coming and going.
Yeah, when it comes to New Blue FX, I think of it as like After Effects, but you know, not with all the bells and whistles, but it works, and I kind of like it the way it is.
It also brings in social media comments. So,
oh, does it?
We've integrated, and we're close partners with Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, Periscope, and so forth. And one of the beauties, and I'll just digress for a second, one of the beauties of Wirecast, a very popular feature, are preset destinations. So we've taken all the hard work out of setting up your document with the right bitrate, the right resolutions, that those platforms require. So Facebook has a different set of encoder settings than YouTube does. You can do 2K on YouTube. You can do 720 on Facebook, the resolution 720p, but they've recently upped it to 1080. So all of those things are set up. And the beauty is that you can go through the authentication process to each of these platforms within Wirecast. And you can also schedule events and things like that so that you're all set to go. On Facebook, for example, when you schedule an event through Wirecast, it immediately notifies your followers. And then if you want to bring comments into your stream, and that's important because when you're watching a Facebook live stream, the comments run down the side, which is fine. There's interaction, as I mentioned at the beginning, that's immediate face-to-face with your viewers, but a lot of streamers want to record that as well. So putting Facebook or YouTube comments or Periscope comments into your live stream is really nice, really a good feature, and New Blue Effects brings that to Wirecast.
You know, when it comes to Wirecast, do you think that it's better than other kind of turnkey app? Like there's a live stream, there's new tech. What makes you think that Wirecast is the best thing to go for?
Well, because it's built on a little different model, for one thing. The other types of software in the market haven't been around as long, and they're all built on taking a video switcher, a physical electronic device, and creating a software UI around that. Now, professional broadcasters are used to big switcher boards, but to make that a software application, it makes the software extremely complicated. So you may have tried some of those types of software. There's even an open source one that it's all difficult to set up. We make it very easy. So the original author of Wirecast really wanted it to look more like an editor, a video editor, or a non-linear editor, as we call it, like Adobe Premiere or Final Cut. The way that you can tell, or the way that makes it very easy, is that we have a layering system where you can put shots on layers and then overlay types of graphics or other things that you want to overlay shots underneath it. Also, you can set up audio on a lower layer, and that audio will connect to every shot that you have, so you can have consistent audio on whatever shot you put live. We've also have a preview and a live window that you monitor. The preview window is really where you do your editing and shot setup. Every source has different properties, whether it's a text source that runs, a news type of running graphics on the bottom of a shot, or whether it's a camera, whether it's a video card. They all have different properties, and you can control those through the Wirecast UI. And you can watch all of that on in your preview screen and it's not live. You can look at your live screen, you can see what your viewers are seeing, but the preview screen is key because that's where you do the editing. And you can snap a camera, you can make it smaller, and you can snap that shot to a corner or snap it against the edge of another graphic, for example. You can spin them X, Y, and Z rotations. So it's powerful, it's fun, and it's easy to use.
You know, a lot of times when people are trying to get into streaming, they don't know where to go. And most of the time, they'll just set up their little phone and they'll, you know, right in front of them, and they'll just do like a weird little video vlog kind of perspective. Would you consider Wirecast to be kind of for the beginner? Like, if like my mother wanted to start video streaming, would she jump to Wirecast, or is this more like for the prosumer kind of audience?
Well, it is really for beginners as well as prosumers. That I think is the strength of Wirecast, is that it goes from the very beginner up to the very advanced. I mean, we have ESPN and CNN using Wirecast. Fox Sports used it for the World Series. They do some NFL shows as well. So that's really on the pro side. There's kind of that middle ground of prosumers who want to, let's say, stream their church services, or they might want to stream a CEO's town hall, or they might want to do a high school sports game. Those are kind of what I would put in the prosumer category, because they're going to have better cameras and things like that. But Wirecast, you can set up on your laptop, as I said, and then just choose your webcam that's in your laptop as your camera, and you're set to go. I mean, you can start and then authenticate to a destination, let's say Facebook. You can start doing that in less than 5 minutes if you want to start with that. The reason we found people massively going from phone types of streaming to more professional look that Wirecast can give you. It's just as soon as you use a phone and, oh, that's fine. Yeah, but I want to have, you know, my name there, or I want to put a graphic there, or I want to have a presentation, or I want to bring somebody into my live stream, or I want to bring two somebodies into it. You can't do that really effectively on a phone. So Wirecast will help you do that, even at a beginner level.
It's kind of true with the phone. Like, when it comes to phones, do you consider that to be like your competition? Because I'm like, that's where I'm kind of having problems, like articulating it. Phones, you don't need Wirecast. You could just point and just start live streaming to Facebook. Do you think that that type of audience would use Wirecast?
Well, I guess it depends. It depends on what you want to do with your stream. Wirecast Go, our iPhone app, has editing built into it. So you can set up shots, other graphics, things like that, and bring them into your, and you can switch them just like you would switch on a video switcher within Wirecast. So you can switch to different shots within Wirecast Go. Again, you're adding a little bit more high quality. You can add a, let's say if you're a news event or even a hyper-local news event down the street, you can add a graphic that will, you know, say where you are, for example, or what your name is. So yeah, I think phones will more and more apps for phones will have these types of editing and additional production quality. Now, we do have a lot of phone streamers move to Wirecast. Over the last 12 months, we've had 1 million live streams from Wirecast to social platforms in 12 months. And, you know, we are a major player with Facebook. It was funny, one time I was there for a meeting, and they pulled up stats from different streaming software that go to their platform. And their eyes really bugged out when they saw how many streams come from Wirecast. So it is good for social streaming. But, yeah, I mean, phone is easy. You know, phone can be, you know, you just turn it on and you're recording an event. But I think that there are people who would like to do it with a little bit more pizzazz and a little bit more customization to their personality or their type of streaming.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for joining me. For those listening, where can they find more information about Wirecast gear and the Wirecast program?
Well, telestream.net is our website, and just go to the product section, and we have separate microsites on Wirecast gear and on Game Show and on Wirecast itself, and on gear as well. And there's tons of information there. And as I said, the resources page should be your best friend.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne, that's all one word, and don't forget to share the show with your friends.